Hello, a blessed and refreshing day to you, my dearly beloved. I welcome you to Arise Devotional for today, Thursday, the 8th day of July, 2021, on the platform of the Builders Forum. My name is Abraham Olufemi Ojemi. This is the fourth day of our devotional series for this week with the topic, Understanding the Need to Set Up Boundaries in Life and Protect Them. God has helped us to establish some vital points about setting up boundaries in life. We have discovered that there is no alternative to setting up boundaries if we must have a triumphant Christian life. All the patriarchs in the scriptures were people who clearly set up boundaries. We have looked at the demands for setting up boundaries, and we saw from the scriptures that it is a personal responsibility of choice, according to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. And please permit me to read the Good News Bible translation. I read, I'm now giving you the choice between life and death, between God's blessings and God's curse. I call heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Choose life. End of quote. We discover that the boundaries we set up have the implication of what happens to our destiny. This made it necessary to consider how we set up boundaries for our lives. I will suggest that you go through the earlier editions of the series this week. Today, we are looking at another vital requirement for setting up correct boundaries in life, and that is discipline. If you must set up correct boundaries for yourself in life, you must be able to draw the line of discipline. Again, as our practice is, let's begin with definition. What is discipline? My dictionary defines it as control obtained by enforcing compliance or order. I like this definition because of the clause enforcing compliance. Discipline compels you. Discipline brings you within boundaries. An example of someone that drew the line of discipline in setting boundaries for himself in the Bible is Daniel. Listen to what the scripture says about him in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. And please permit me to read the Tree of Life Version translation. I read, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the king's delicacies or with the wine he was drinking. So he entreated the chief official for permission not to defile himself. End of quote. Discipline is making a resolution. It is a determination. It is a determination for the following: doing what is commanded as against the convenient, doing the required or demanded as against the desired. Discipline makes you a law unto yourself. It is one of the best requirements for setting up correct boundaries in life. Discipline is a preposition. It is taking a stand. Listen to the King James Version translation of that scripture, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. I read, but Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. End of quote. It is a hard decision. Now look at the next statement. Therefore, he came up with a resolution. I like the way the contemporary English version translation of how the Bible puts that verse of scripture. I read, Daniel made up his mind to eat and drink only what God had approved for his people to eat. And he asked the king's chief official for permission not to eat the food and wine served in the royal palace. End of quote. If it is Christian discipline, it must have onlys. You must draw clear and unambiguous line of boundaries. You don't make excuses for your belief. You take a stand for what you believe. Let people know what you stand for. If you are going to be the only exemption, let it be. There is the story of the Rechabites in Jeremiah chapter 35. The prophet Jeremiah prophesied unto them in the temple to drink wine. Hear the reply of this disciplined Rechabite in Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 6. I read, "But they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever." End of quote. They drew a line of discipline based on their conviction of the instruction they received from their father. It was a commandment. I believe the issue with setting up correct boundaries begins with conviction. Are you really convinced about the instructions of the Holy Scriptures? What makes you think you can tell lies depending on circumstances and situations? Are you aware that all lies are lies? Are you really convinced that no liar shall enter the kingdom of God? What makes you think you can violate the sanctity of marriage just because of the situation you find yourself? Do you realize that your position or title doesn't authorize you to bend the rule? Are you convinced that according to the scriptures, God has access to the deep thoughts of your heart and that there is nothing hidden from Him? I believe your affirmative answers to the above questions will help you to draw the line of discipline as a believer in setting up correct boundaries for yourself. What am I saying? If the boundaries you set up will make any difference in your life, it must be done on the platform of discipline. Your boundaries must make you stand out from the crowd. Disciplined believers don't tag along with just what is trending. They are not moved by conspiracy theories and narratives. They are only moved by the Word and the Spirit of God. In the times we have found ourselves, we need believers like the Rechabites who are convinced about their walk with the Lord and will stick to the Word only. May the Lord find you as one of those determined followers of Jesus Christ who have resolved to set up boundaries that will glorify the name of the Lord in these horrifying times. Amen. Please let me pray for you. Grace will not fail you in the race of life. You will not be deceived by the chaos of this life. I prophesy over your life. You will stand out no matter the challenges confronting you. You will not be weary in pressing towards the finish line of the race of life. Be strengthened in your inner man by the Spirit of the Lord to remain steadfast in the things of God. Others may fall away, but you will stand to the end. In this second half of the year 2021, I speak speed of fulfillment into your life. Receive uncommon rewards for your stand for the Lord this month of perfection. The Lord will shut the mouth of your mockers with your testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen. This is your day. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Peace.